Okay, so welcome everyone. Tonight we are going to discuss the different approaches as to the identity of those famous teraphim. Because in Perek Lamed Aleph, when the angel comes to Yaakov and says it's time to leave the house of Lavan, so Yaakov goes to his family, he goes to his wives, he says, told them the story, they agree to leave. And then the Torah tells us that in Perek Lamed Aleph, while Lavan is in Pasuk Yud Tes, but Lavan halach ligzoz es tzono, Lavan goes to shear his sheep, vatignov Rachel es atrafim asher laviha, and Rachel steals the trafim that belong to her father. And Yaakov, right, he runs away. And then Lavan finds out that Yaakov runs away, and the Torah tells that Lavan chases after Yaakov, and he meets him. He catches up with him in Har HaGilad. Hashem appears to him at night and says, "Don't you mess with Lavan with Yaakov." And then Lavan comes to Yaakov in Pasuk Chavav, and he says, "Yaakov, me'asisa vatignoves levavi, you stole my heart. Vatarahegas you." You treated my daughters like captives. Why did you flee in secrecy? Why didn't you tell me? I would have led you off with simcha, shirim tov, v'chinor, with musical instruments. That's a story unto itself. But in Pasuk Lamed, one of his accusations is Lavan turns to Yaakov and he says, "V'ata haloch." Halachta, you had to leave. Ki nichsafta, the base avicha. You're longing for your father's house. Okay, I get it, but lama ganavta es Elohai. Why did you steal my gods? So Rachel takes the trafim, and Lavan accuses Yaakov of taking his gods. And Yaakov gets really angry. He says, anyone. He makes a promise, I didn't steal it, whoever you find it with, lo yichyeh, will not live, and he didn't realize that Rachel stole the Trophim. So we're going to see the different approaches as to what these Trophim are. Of course, Rachel takes the Trophim and Rachel places them in Pasuk Labadalid. The Torah states that, I'm just going to mute people, so there's some noise background. So feel free to unmute yourself when you want to talk. So Rachel took the Trafim, Mechar HaGamal, she put them in the camel cushion, Aleha, and she sat on them, and she didn't want to get up. She says, Derech Nashimli, having some women's issues, whatever the case is, and can't get up. He didn't find the Terafim. So on the simple level, what are these Terafim? What would you say? What are the Terafim? What would you say? What would you say the Terafim are?
Idols.
Idols, right? Why would you say they're idols, Mike?
Because he said, "You stole my gods."
Right. Okay, that makes sense. You stole it. So why would Rachel then steal the? If that's the case, why would Rachel steal them?
I guess either she wanted to keep them from Lavan so that he would no longer worship them,
Okay.
or maybe she thought they had real power.
Okay. Now, there's maybe she took them for herself. Was she? I know. So obviously, Rachel was Rachel Imedu. Would you suggest that she would take them to use them with some powers for herself? Okay. Let's try to explore.
Or she said, maybe they thought that the idols could tell them where they were,
Ah, okay.
could
Very
tell
good.
Lavan where they were.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to see all these different possibilities. Very excellent. We're going to see all these different possibilities. Okay, so let's begin. Veracious Rabbah. So we're going to explore idols, tell them where they are. Okay. Okay. So Veracious Rabbah, the Bedrash says, Vatignov Rachel es hatrafim asher liaviha. Right? The Veracious Rabbah says, Vatignov Rachel es hatrafim asher liaviha. So she intended for the sake of heaven. Abra, she said, Ma ada bezal, ma ada bezal, li vidishbo kadein saba b'kilkulei. What, I'm going to leave here and leave my father, the old man Lavan, in his state of degradation? Lefichach, hutrach hakazav lobar v'tignov rachel as hatrafim asher le'aviha. Why does the Torah say she told the trafim that belonged to her father? That there's a reason why she stole the trafim, because they were her father's, and she's a good person, and she did not want her father to worship these idols. And Rashi takes this seriously. Rashi, following this midrash, says, "Lafrish es aviha be'avodah zara nitkavda," to separate her father from avodah zara. This was what her intent was. Now, what exactly are terafim? Right? How is it different than a regular idol? What's so unique about this terafim? So there's an interesting Targum Yonasan and Ben Uziel. We're just going to read the Hebrew translation. There's a Targum Yonasan and Ben Uziel, and there's also a Hebrew translation. And it says the following: V'lavan halach ligzoz sodo v'tigdov Rachel es hatzlamim. So the trafim are tzlamim. So what would they do? Shehoyu shochatim ish b'chor. They would shecht a firstborn male. V'chotchim rosho, they would cut his head open. Umolchim lo b'melach uvisamim, and they would, what would they do? They would, I guess, salt it with salt and spices.
They want to preserve it.
V'kosvim ksamim b'tzitzel zahav, and they'd write different, incantations in this, in this golden tzitz, v'nostiv tachas l'shodo, and they put it under the tongue of this head, u'mamidim lo b'kosel, and they place it by the wall, u'madaber ma'am, and it would speak with them, v'ilu hayo ve'elu hayu shahayu mishtachav elohem avia, and the father would bow down to them. So these were like special idols. The trafim were special idols that you put magical things under the tongue and place the head in the wall, and somehow it would speak with people. Okay?
There's a little bit of a connection, really, that's true in a way, a little bit, that when Shaul is going after David, Michal, he runs out the window, and Michal puts his trafim in the bed. She goes, "Oh, look, he's here, he's sleeping."
Right.
So it looks a little bit like some head of something or other.
Right. Very good, Baruch. Right. So I was going to say, good. Right. So in other words, the trafim specifically have some semblance to a person, because that's, as Baruch pointed out, when David flees, Michal places these trafim to look like a person. So that's probably where the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel gets it. And there's the special avodah zara. And we're going to see why, perhaps, maybe why he suggests it's special type, but just one other explanation. One could argue, if you look, the Ibn Ezra, the Abarbanel, let's look at the Abarbanel for a second. The Abarbanel says, he doesn't like this answer. And he says, "Ech dispatita Rachel ignova satrafim asher laviha." How could Rachel be seduced to steal these trafim? Haim chashra l'archiko be'akum k'divrayim? The goal was to distance Lavan from idolatry. B'mes sichlut gadol yez zela b'chashra kilei ziknaso bito tates libo. He's been worshipping idolatry his entire life. All of a sudden, he thinks now in his old age, he's going to take his trafim, he's going to stop worshipping idolatry. So it's not like they were only like a cut. It's not like these were the only idols. He could go to the local avodah zarah shop, and if she steals these, he'll get other idols. So like, what's the big deal? You know that she stole these idols. He could have other idols. So maybe that's perhaps why Targum Yonasan ben Uziel said this is maybe a special idol. Maybe.
Isn't this the same thing Avraham did before he left Terach, that he broke the idols?
Right. So he wanted to show, right? He wanted to show that they were nothing. But I guess if she would, right. So, but if she would steal them, and let's say, you say, because they couldn't defend themselves. So it's interesting you say that, Alan, because Rabbeinu Bachaye cites Rabbeinu Haradal, I think, who makes your point. And he says, Kimashe ganva'o sam kadesh yachzer bo, v'shomar eloka haganuv ein bo mamash. He says that these were stolen, so they're, you know, if they were really, if these idols really had powers, so then how could you steal them? They would prevent themselves from being stolen. So, right, so Aaron would smash them, and but it could be that, like you said, I think correctly, that maybe by stealing them, it would demonstrate that they're not so powerful because they could easily be stolen. Right? So this is sort of one, or may again. So this is like, or maybe again, these were like special idols because these are Trafim. So maybe that's something that Lavan really, you know, had special powers, and that's something she wanted to take away from her father. There are other Mefarshim don't like this approach that it was to prevent Lavan from worshiping idols, because the Ramban just points out, by the way. He said, maybe Lavan had these for Avodah Zarah. Avaloha you call Trofim Nevadim. They weren't all worship. Ki ech timsa Avodah Zarah v'beis Adonenu David. Right? He says that Michal, right, that's the pasuk that Baruch cited about how Michal took the Trofim and put them in the bed to hide from Shaul. That's where that David, that she wanted to make it seem like David was there in the bed. So I understand. Why would David have Trafim lying around if it's real Avodah Zarah? So Rabban is not so. Even though Lavan said that it was Avodah Zarah, it was Elohai. But how can you? It can't be that all Trafim were worshipped, because we have David HaMelech having Avodah Zarah, having Trafim, and to say David HaMelech worship Avodah Zarah is a very difficult position. Ibn Ezra has another question of this approach. If you want to say that her goal is to steal them so that her father doesn't have access to them, and so Ibn Ezra says very simply, it says, some say Rachel gunavtin levatel avodas gilulim me'aviyah, that Rachel stole them so that her father wouldn't worship them anymore. But v'ilu haya kein lama holicha osam imah v'lo temantem baderech. If the goal was that Lavan should not have them anymore, why didn't she just throw them out? Why did she take them with her? Right? That's a difficult question. It is, if they really had no powers and she thought that they were useless and she didn't want her father to have access for them, she should have just, you know, hid them somewhere in the desert or whatever, hid them somewhere on the road, throw them out in the garbage. Why did she take them with her? So
Could she
that's.
a memento from the old days.
The old days, okay. A little of Vodazar memento. Okay.
It could be.
Yeah.
This was my father used to have.
Okay. I don't, okay. So that's why you have a whole school of Mefarshim who disagree, and they say something what Mike was saying, that maybe they did have some powers. The Rashbam wants to say, Vatignov Rachel es ha-trafim, that Rachel stole these trafim, shelo yagidu v'yodi l'lava ki rotze Yaakov livroach. So that the trafim should not inform Lavan that Yaakov wanted to flee. Ki in shenemar ein efot utrafim ki hatrafim dibru aved. So there's a pasuk which says that the trafim speak iniquity. It's from pasuk in Zechariah. So it means that they have the power to speak or to convey information where Yaakov was fleeing. Ibn Ezra, similarly,
It seems it's interesting that he connects the ephod of the trophy,
yeah,
because the ephod was where the Urim Bitumim were put into.
right, and they could also tell information, right?
Information, right.
Ibn Ezra says, "Vakarov she'alavar avia yodei mazalot." That she was concerned their father knew about the constellations and he could look at the stars to see which way he fled. And the Rabban says, "Vakro ma'ashomim shehem kelim lakabel hashaot v'yiksimu behem ladat ha'atidot." Somehow that these trafim had powers of divination. That somehow you could tell the future, and so she took them from Lavan, not so you won't worship Avodah Zarah. You can go to the local Avodah Zarah store and get some more Avodah Zarah. But these spits really had power to tell the future, so she didn't want Lavan to catch up with them. So that's why she stole these trafim. Now Rav Chaim Paltiel asked, but wait a second, if indeed the goal of these trafim was to be able to tell the future, so he says, well, Im Tomar, he first cites this Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer about the chopped off head. So Im Tomar, Im Kain, Lama lo higidu lo kishinichas levaksham ba'ol Rachel shekadon omdim. So when he caught up with them, why didn't she give back the trafim? The whole purpose of her taking the trafim was so that Lava would not find out where Yaakov and his family were hiding or where they had fled to. So why didn't she simply give it to him when he caught up with them? So
maybe she thought she could use it.
Okay, so he says the Yeshlomer Lefi. Yeah, so if you take the view that she thought that she could use it for self, for the powers, so then you have to take a position that somehow she believed in this, and the question is, do we want to say that about our imahos, right? You know, you'd want a source to say that we might find a source, but that's the challenge. You know, if the challenge, I mean, Mike also suggested this. If you want to say that Rachel was planning on using it for herself, so the question is that something that the Imahos did? Is there any evidence that the Imahos worshipped Avodah Zarah or used them, believed in some kind of spiritual powers akin to Avodah Zarah? All right. So the Rav Paltiel says, Lefisha yutachas achor Rachel, ki sliva teshiv aleihav, v'haya lohem genai shiyu tachas achor Rachel, shehim osim atzmam Avodah Zarah. The reason why she didn't want to disclose to her father that the gig's up, you know, here it is, I stole from you, is that she was sitting on them. So Lavan thought that they had magical powers. And like, it's like, for example, for our religion, Lahavdil, imagine someone sitting on a Sefer Torah. It's a bizayod. So for Lavan, it was like the equivalent of sitting on a Sefer Torah, Lahavdil, Lahavdil, Lahavdil. That was like his Avodah Zarah, and she's sitting on it. So she didn't want to disclose it, because then he's like, oh gosh, how'd you disgrace my Avodah Zarah? So that's the second approach. The first approach says she wanted to prevent Lavan from worshipping idols. The second approach is that the trophy were astrological instruments that may have the power of divination, tell over where Yaakov was fleeing. Josephus, when he discusses this case, he says that Josephus was a Jewish historian. He lived around the time of the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash. And he writes a history book. And his besorah about the story was, but the reason why, look at the underlined section, the reason why Rachel took the images of the gods, although Jacob had taught her to despise such worship of those gods, was this, that in case they were pursued and taken by her father, she might have recourse to these images in order to obtain his pardon. In other words, she could use them for a bargaining chip. If Lava would catch them, and he would want something from Yaakov, she would say, okay, if you let us go, I'll give you these. I'll tell you where these trafim are as a bargaining chip. I don't believe in this, but maybe as a bargaining chip. There is a midrash that says that she believed that seems to suggest that she may have thought they did have power, because the midrash Seichel Tov says, in Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Daled, where it says that Yaakov says, get rid of all your Elohei Nechar, all your foreign gods. Yaakov tells it after he's done with Esav, he says, get rid of all your gods, all of your Elohei Nechar. And the Pasuk says, Ve'inu El Yaakov, Es Kol Elohei HaNechar Sher B'Yadav. They gave all the four gods that were in their heads. Shel Avadim, of the servants, Sheistiru Mibes Shechem. So first of all, how do they have gods, four gods? Right? Yaakov didn't believe in them. So maybe they took from Shechem. Vagaba Trafim Shebiyad Rachel. Rachel is still holding on to these Trafim. Why is she still holding on to these Trafim? So I forgot where I saw this. But I think I saw somewhere suggesting that maybe she thought that maybe they had powers to cure her infertility. What does Yaakov say to Lava, to Rachel? Hatachas el kibanochi? Am I instead of God? Like, you know, I can't cure your infertility. So again, what we do know is that Rachel, for some reason, is still holding on to the Trafim, and Yaakov's like, you got to get rid of it. Why didn't she want to get rid of it on her own? That's a question. Okay? That's the only evidence that there might be that she might have thought there was some power. But, you know, again, do we want to say that about one of our imahos? But, okay. Rabbi Ari Khan wants to support the position that these were objects of divination. Okay? So the way he argues that they're probably powers of divination, that they were astrological instruments that have the power of divination, he says the following. There's a Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah which cites Rabbi Yochanan, who says Trafim lo matza kitonot matza dasu trafim kitonot shel yivayishis Rachel, saying that when Lavan came to search for the Trafim, he didn't find the Trafim, he found these goblets. So somehow, miraculously, the Trafim turned into goblets, so as not to embarrass Rachel. So why goblets? So where do we find goblets in Sefer Bereishis?
By Yosef,
yes. So Rabbi Ari Kahn makes the following argument. Very creative. He says that when Yosef comes when the brothers come before Yosef at the end of Vayigash, so Yosef wants to create the same situation to see if his brothers would repent. So you could look at it and you could say, with a typical understanding, is he wants to create the same situation that just like Yosef was sold into slavery and the brothers did not, you know, sold him into slavery, and they didn't try to save him. So now he's going to do it to Binyamin, see if they're going to leave Binyamin. So in other words, he's replaying the story of his childhood when the brothers sold him to slavery. Rabbi Ari Khan suggests that maybe he was replaying a different story. Maybe he was replaying the story of Rachel when she stole the Trafim. Because the brothers remember how their grandfather chased them down, searching for the Trafim, which were goblets. And here, this is what Yosef is doing. He's recreating the childhood drama. Binyamin is becoming the replacement, not necessarily for Yosef, but Binyamin is becoming the replacement for Binyamin's mother, Rachel. That just like Lavan was chasing, right, the family, because Rachel stole the Trafim, which ended up being the goblet, which turned into the goblet. So Yosef was searching for the goblet, right? And just like Rachel stole it, so now he's saying, Binyamin stole the goblet. If this is what Yosef is trying to create, if he's trying to recreate this parallel drama, so then what are the Trafim? So what was the goblet? The goblet was an instrument of divination. Right? Yosef said, Kidachesh, Kidachesh, that he claimed that his goblet had the power of divination. So if that parallel is true, then you would argue, to make the parallel work really well, the Trafim would also be an object of divination, like the opinion of the Rashbam and the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban that we saw. So that was very creative pshat.